And he came into the hall, and the hall was silent. Everybody was sitting there. And he sat down, and nothing happened. Right? Now, this is a very successful businessman. And he started to get more and more agitated. And it was about 15 minutes before he couldn't stand it any longer. And he stood up, and he was like, I'm leaving here. This is silly. I can't spend my time this way. And Ramana Maharshi, who very rarely talked, said to him, sir, before you leave, would you do me one favor? And Ramana Maharshi said, yes. Would you be kind enough to write a note to your wife? What a bizarre request. All right, if that's what you want. So they brought him paper and a pen, and he wrote, dear Hilda, I didn't find what I wanted here. I'll be back on Tuesday. Did you water the plants? And has Doris gone to the dentist? Signed, Henry. And he finished the note, and Ramana Maharshi held out the hand, and the note was getting, and Ramana Maharshi folded it, and he put it up under his buttock, which was naked. And he said, would you be kind enough just to stay with me for 5 more minutes? The man said, all right. Sat down. And they sat there for 5 minutes. Then Ramana Maharshi got up, and he started to shuffle out of the room. And as he passed the man, he handed him the paperback. And then he went out of the room. And the man said, like, what kind of crap is this? What am I doing? I've come here. This guy's mad and insane. And he looks down at the paper, and it's on a different piece of paper. And he opens it up, and it says, dear Harry, I'm sorry you didn't find what you want in India. I have watered the plants. Doris has gone to the dentist. I would write a longer letter, but the tall man with the turban who brought you a note is insisting I answer very quickly. Signed, Hilda. Now, those are cheating. Those are miracle stories. They're really not anything at all, but it's just fun to hear a story like that. Just to realize the game is played on many levels. Shirdi Sai Baba, not Satya Sai Baba, but Shirdi, the old Baba, he said, he was a miracle Baba, he said, I give people what they want so they'll want what I give. Because you realize that freedom has nothing really what to do with miracles at all. Miracles are just reminding you that it's not the way you think it is. And that frees you a little bit to be able to wonder, how is it? When you wonder how is it, you're hooked. So you enter into a relationship with another person if you're lucky. It could be a friend, it could be a partner, it could be a fellow employee, it could be somebody you meet once a month or once a week or to study with or something like that. Where you enter in with the contract, let us help each other awaken. Let us help each other remember together. Let's use our relationship to remind ourselves that we're stuck, that we don't have to be stuck, that we are already free, we're just busy being stuck. And these are very, very precious relationships, and they are very rare. I wish there were more of them. I wish we all had them all the time. But they are rare. And a lot of people who say they'd like to enter into that don't really want to. They just want to be somebody who wants to want to enter into it. And that's most of us. Because you come to the point where you are so familiar holding on to who you think you are, your psychodynamics, that you take even the fancy contract to awaken and use it in the service of your psychodynamics. I'm helping you awaken, for God's sakes. You're trapped. And I'm free, and I know I'm free because I see how trapped you are. Damn it. I love it. Oh, boy. I see more neuro... Yeah, well. I think when you're working with another person in becoming free... Or being free together, because the becoming is another hype. It implies that you got to go a certain distance. Like people say, "You've been at this for 30 years. What hope is there for me?" I'm only new.